My story today is called Consider the Cost. Tom and Sally returned home from the parade. They found their parents having refreshments on the patio. "Can we go to the fireworks tonight?" Tom asked eagerly, as he helped himself to some of the fruit on the table. Can Jerry Green go with us? "As a matter of fact, we've asked Jerry's family to join us for a picnic tonight before the fireworks," Mom said. "And he most certainly can go. Your dad's been witnessing to Mr. Green for some time," she continued. "That's right," Dad said. "He's interested, but he feels he should do something to earn his salvation. So you can't get anything for nothing these days, that's what he says. I'm hoping for another chance to talk to him, and I hope I can convince them that salvation has all been paid for." Mother and Dad listened as the children told them about the parade and how they saw a man in a wheelchair, and he'd been crippled in the war. "We never appreciated the flag and our freedom very much," Sally said, "but it cost that man a whole lot. It cost him his legs. He had no legs." "And did it cost you anything, Dad, during the war?" Dad looked a bit startled as he answered, "No, it really didn't. But I'm glad you shared what you learned today. It's so easy for all of us to take our blessings for granted, forgetting that someone paid a big price for them. And you've given me an idea for reaching Mr. Green, too. I'm going to tell him what you told me today, and perhaps I can convince him that the liberties that we enjoy in America were paid for in blood by many young men that died on the battlefield to save us from our enemies. And that way I might be able to convince him that he's enjoying liberties now that have already been paid for, and he's not paying a thing for them, and how he can enjoy the same liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ, because salvation has all been paid for. The cost, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. How about you, boys and girls? Do you realize salvation costs a great deal? No, it doesn't cost you anything, but it cost the Lord Jesus all the glories of heaven. And it cost him 33 years of living in this sinful world. And it cost him death on the cross of Calvary to save you from hell. Would you consider the cost and accept him as your Savior today? Do it, and you'll be glad you did.